This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. President of the Athletics Association of Barbados believes that government needs to invest more in sports. Sade Williams to compete in the Olympic women's 400-meter final today. Local artists want early consultation with the National Cultural Foundation for next year's festival. Government urged to fully enforce the country's recycling laws, and investigations ongoing into 14 decomposed bodies found on an abandoned boat near the Dominican Republic. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The funding model that supports local track and field must change, and the government must invest more in the sport if the country is to boost its Olympic participation and success. This is the belief of the president of the Athletics Association of Barbados, Noah Lynch. His comments follow Barbadian Olympian Sade Williams advancing to the women's 400-meter final at the Paris Games. Mr. Lynch also believes access to proper facilities is critical.
I know that we are working on redeveloping the stadium. I think we've taken too long. I know we are putting down a new track at Wildy. Again, this has taken too long. And this is not a political statement. This is a statement of fact. Right? If you want to produce athletes at that level, you also need the facility. But the model that we have is a broken model. And if you want to see more athletes, there's got to be more invested by the state in the development of our athletes and in the facilities. And there's got to be more of a commitment, right? Even further commitment by all these ancillary entities that can contribute, the private sector, etc., to developing our athletes. Or else we're gonna have the same thing.
He believes the current funding model is unsustainable. Mr. Lynch says the AAB will be developing a plan so that these objectives can be achieved to ensure the island's success at international meets.
How do you get these funds? They're raised on the backs of people walking about, parents, coaches, athletes, administrators, asking the private sector, other people for money. That is not a sustainable model to be able to get the best out of what you need. It is taxing on our administrators. It's taxing on our coaches. We are going to be producing a strategic plan, strategic direction for the sport, because you can't just wake up every morning and decide what you're doing. There's some new initiatives that are coming. I don't want to speak of them publicly, but there, as I said, the model itself has got to change, and we are going to be going further on to government asking for more assistance that we've got. We're going to keep on pushing to ensure that we get the facilities that we want and the equipment that we want.
President of the Athletics Association of Barbados, Noah Lynch. Today has been declared another Wear Your National Colors Day, this time in a show of support for Barbadian Olympian Sade Williams, who will compete this afternoon in the women's 400-meter finals. Sade is the first Barbadian female to reach an Olympic track final, and Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley urges the country to show support.
For Sade, we want to represent the blue, yellow, and black, and we want to make sure that all of us, as much as possible, can let her know that we are with her in spirit, we have her in our prayers, and we know that she will do her best, whatever that best is. So help me send that message on to Sade, blue, yellow, and black. Let's put it up.
Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley. The Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, BACA, wants government and the National Cultural Foundation to begin consultations and planning of Crop Over 2025 earlier to address some of the challenges experienced during this year's hosting of the festival. President of BACA, Sean Apache Carter, told Starcom Network News the 50th anniversary of Crop Over was a disappointment and believes while there are some positives to take from the festival, the NCF needs to make changes so artists can feel more comfortable.
The 50th anniversary of Crop Over was a little disappointing. In the weeks leading up to the Picket Crop Finals, there was some more clarity on where the finals would be. I can tell you that many of the Calypsonians were still not satisfied with the conditions of botanical garden. So for 2025, we would definitely like to see some improvement to the conditions for the artists. Backstage, we would like for decisions to be made early so that artists can plan effectively. We had a postponement of the Junior Monarch semifinals and finals as far as the location was concerned. So we would prefer to see some better earlier planning maybe from the NCF next year, probably earlier consultation with the stakeholders as well.
Mr. Carter also renewed calls for the return of the Party Monarch competition.
I still believe that the party monarch competition has its place. I think apart from being a competition, history has shown that it has helped artists to develop in their stagecraft, because it's one thing to have a popular song on the radio and even to have a popular song in the set, even for the artist performing in the sets. But the level of preparation that goes into competition, it really causes the artist to improve. So I would again recommend ask for the return of the Soca Monarch competition in 2025.
President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, Sean Apache Carter. The head of this country's largest recycling operation urges the full enforcement of the recycling laws. Managing Director of Bees Recycling, Paul Bino, complains that failure to force retailers and distributors to pay for the return of all beverage containers is resulting in the environment being littered and drains and gullies clogged with tons of discarded items. Mr. Bino says that at present, only soft drink bottles are being brought back.
I mean, if you take crop over that just gone, you will recognize that what we call the soft drink bottles, you didn't find none of them from the root, but you'll find the water bottles and the juice bottles and so on, because that has not been enforced by law. So once we could get that up and running, that would take care of the drainage and the landfill and thing to some extent. However, the law has not been enforced. And the only drink bottles that is being bought back now is the soft drink bottles. But the water bottles and the juice bottles and the other plastic bottles, they're not being bought back the way they should. In my mind, there's no difference in material, it's just the difference in the label. But because it's not being enforced, the government passed the law, but no one is enforcing the law.
He notes the relevant law has been in place for several years.
The law has been passed, the act has been there from 2019, that whenever you buy a juice, a water bottle, you should pay the, and I believe you're paying it, the deposit, and your money is valid. But because no one is saying to public about this, or to the merchants, or the supermarket owners, or whoever, this is the way it should be done, then nobody paying it in the mind. Every bottle that you buy from wherever you buy it from, you should be able to take it back and get your deposit, because it is there.
Managing Director of Bees Recycling, Paul Bino. Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, says he's awaiting word from government on the announced meeting to discuss issues with the TAP program. Speaking during the latest town hall meeting in St. Philip, the Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, expressed a willingness to meet with the transport sector. Mr. Raphael highlighted some of the issues.
Some people are not completing the route. We have heard that. We have also tried to investigate to find out why. And we also have some concerns because some of the routes only certain persons can go on. For example, we are top operators. We have signed a contract with the transport board to provide services for the transport board. But yet there are some routes such as the City Circle, the ABC, some ABC, well, I would say there are one person on the ABC route, the Southern Circle. There are some routes that we definitely would like to go, or other routes that we would like to go. But due to circumstances, the transport board is not permitting us to go on that.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. Forensic authorities in the Dominican Republic are working to identify the remains of 14 decomposed bodies discovered on an abandoned boat 10 nautical miles off the northern coast. The Dominican Republic Navy reported that the skeletal remains likely belong to individuals from Senegal and Mauritania, based on documentation found alongside the bodies. The cause and timing of the deaths are under investigation, with authorities examining 12 packages of an unidentified substance found on the vessel, which allegedly indicates cocaine or heroin. Cell phones and geolocation devices were also recovered from the boat. According to officials, the bodies are currently being analyzed by the National Institute of Forensic Sciences in Santiago, while the substance is being tested by the National Directorate of Drug Control. Recapping the headlines. President of the Athletics Association of Barbados believes that government needs to invest more in sports. Sade Williams to compete in the Olympic women's 400-meter finals today. Local artists want early consultation with the NCF for next year's festival. Government urged to fully enforce the country's recycling laws, and investigations are ongoing into 14 decomposed bodies found on an abandoned boat near the Dominican Republic. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. The 7:30 edition of The Latest was brought to you this morning by Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.